This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The heat is upon them. Not merely the scorching heat of summer, but the heat of Yahuwah's righteous judgment. We see it in the geopolitical tensions, the economic tremors, and the unraveling of systems built on deceit. The signs are multiplying, and the watchman remains vigilant, tracing the lines of prophecy as they manifest before our eyes. Consider the death of Ayatollah Khamenei, a regional counterweight removed, destabilizing the landscape. Yes, Yahuwah foretold such shifts, the shaking of nations as the day of Yahuwah draws near. This is not a lament for a fallen leader, but a recognition of the shifting sands, the breaking of old alliances, all part of the unraveling we have long anticipated. And that unraveling is most visible, most potent in the realm of finance. For generations, the descendants of Esau have held dominion over the world's wealth, manipulating markets and enslaving nations through debt. The Bank for International Settlements, the central bank of central banks, the financial arm of Edom, released its annual report, and as always, it's a carefully crafted illusion. They present a picture of stability, of responsible monetary policy, but the truth, revealed by those who dare to look beneath the surface, is far more sinister. They attempt to obscure the ongoing manipulation of the gold market, a market Yahuwah ordained as a store of value, a hedge against the corruption of fiat currencies. This is no accident. It's a deliberate act of economic warfare, a continuation of the ancient hostility towards Israel, a desperate attempt to maintain control. This control is now visibly fracturing. Reports confirm that MicroStrategy, once a champion of Bitcoin, has liquidated a substantial portion of its holdings, $216 million worth. They presented it as innovation, a new financial frontier. But it was simply another layer of the Babylonian system, another house of cards built on unsustainable debt. Now, the tide is turning. This isn't a strategic move. It's a desperate attempt to cover preferred dividends, a symptom of the rot consuming the financial kingdoms of men. The scattering of Israel was a consequence of disobedience. Likewise, the collapse of Edom's financial empire is a consequence of its rebellion against Yahuwah and its exploitation of his covenant people. This is not merely a market correction. It is a divine reckoning. But the judgment isn't confined to balance sheets and market reports. It extends to the very institutions Edom presents as benevolent. Consider the reports emanating from British healthcare, a system prioritizing profit over people, a medical establishment that has embraced the ways of Edom. They shield their corrupt officials, delaying accountability, mirroring the pattern of a nation that has long rejected righteousness. Their judgment is not merely legal, it is spiritual. The words of Isaiah resonate, "For the sword shall come to his heart, and his bow shall be broken." The heart of this system, its guiding philosophy, is fractured. Its strength is waning. They silence the call to prayer, prioritizing manufactured solutions over the healing power of Yahuwah. And this brings us to the sorceries of Babylon, revived in the modern age. They offer a shield, but it is forged in deceit. They promise life, but deliver a slow death. The reports from the watchmen are not mere observations of chaos. They are echoes of Revelation 18, a decree against Babylon and its merchants of death. Babylon did not fall through swords, but through pharmakeia, the sorceries, the poisonous mixtures, the control of life through manufactured substance. This is not a condemnation of all healing, but of a system built on dependency and domination. This is the essence of Edom's deception, presenting poison as medicine, control as care. These are not isolated incidents. They are interconnected threads, woven into the fabric of a larger prophetic tapestry. The heat upon Edom, the crumbling of its financial foundations, the exposure of its corrupt systems, all point to the same inescapable truth. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. The scattering of Israel, though painful, is a prelude to restoration. We are witnessing the awakening of the covenant remnant, scattered across the nations, now being drawn together by the truth. Let the remnant of Israel take heed. Do not seek salvation within this failing system. The promises are not to Edom, nor to its creations, but to the covenant people. Let us instead focus on rebuilding our lives on the foundation of Yahuwah's word, embracing the principles of righteousness and justice, and preparing ourselves for the coming era of restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.